Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Crystal Pettit. Crystal, it looks like chances for rain ramp up starting on Wednesday. What are you guys looking at on that front?
Yeah, that is exactly accurate. Chances for rain and thunderstorms are going to increase throughout the day on Wednesday. And by the time we get to Wednesday night, we are looking at off and on rain and thunderstorms from that point all the way through the day on Thursday and into Thursday night before things become a little more showery.
So is this across the entire state?
It is across the entire state.
What are the chances for severe weather during this?
The chances for severe weather with this, we can't rule out an isolated strong to severe storm, but the chances for severe weather don't look very significant over central Indiana right now. Some of the ingredients that could come together to produce severe storms, a few of them are there, but a lot of them look like they're going to be absent from this one. So you could get a quick pop-up thunderstorm that maybe could produce a downburst of damaging wind or some hail, but for the most part, most of these are going to be general thunderstorms where what you're looking at, your main threats are going to be lightning and just some gusty winds.
All right. And you said, so this is going to be continuous throughout the day, Wednesday and Thursday?
It's going to be off and on throughout the day on Wednesday and Thursday. Chances really ramp up as we get into the day on Wednesday, where we're looking at 80 to 90% chances by the time we get to Wednesday night and into Thursday.
And what are some of the main threats to watch out for then?
Again, we're looking for lightning, some gusty winds, some small hail, and then always chances for heavy rain that you have with any kind of thunderstorm that could lead to some localized flooding.
With some of the recent rain that we have had, how concerned are you guys about flooding?
It doesn't look like any sort of widespread flooding event, but if you have a thunderstorm that develops over a particular area and you get a couple of those in quick succession, we could have some localized flooding, especially in your low-lying areas that are more typical to develop that.
So then as we get into Friday and into also the weekend, what's the weather looking like there?
As we get into Friday, we've got some showers hanging around, just spotty showers throughout the day on Friday as the system moves out, and the temperatures on Friday are only going to get into the low 70s. And then as we get into the weekend, dry weather moves in. We're looking at highs on Saturday in the middle 70s, and then on Sunday into the middle 80s.
So I don't need to tell you anything about this. I'm sure you know there's this big race that's happening on Sunday, and I think a lot of people are concerned about, will we see any rain at all on Sunday? Is it looking like that?
Right now, the majority of model guidance have things dry on Sunday. Again, with the middle 80s, it looks sunny. My suggestion for Sunday would be to have your sunscreen handy.
Okay. Is it going to feel humid or warmer than what the actual temperature is?
Right now, it doesn't look like it. It looks like the humidity will be relatively dry for this time of year. Maybe a little bit windy, wind gusts at 10 to 15 miles an hour, something like that.
Okay. Well, that's all I've got, Crystal. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, there's not.
Okay. Meteorologist Crystal Pettit with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Crystal, thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, John. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.